This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers out there, our suicide jockeys, and the people out there delivering the petrol to all the different stations that are in dire need to keep everybody out there moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to remind you about that every chance that we get. Now, Kyle, moving along, how about this child credit thing that the president talked about yesterday? This is wacky, but it's actually a credit of $3,600 for children under the age of six, and starting in 2021, actually, they're going to start it by making direct payments. Instead of taking the credit, they're going to pay you starting July the 15th of this year. Now, $3,600 is what you're going to get for any child under the age of six, $3,000 per child for kids between the ages of six and 17. Over 17, you won't get anything. Now, the tax credits will be paid monthly in advance instead of when families file their taxes. It's expected to lift more than 5 million children out of poverty this year, according to the Biden administration. But my big question is, Kyle, who's going to pay this for this? And isn't this going to add to the budget deficit big time?
Well, I think you're right about that. And, of course, obviously other taxpayers ultimately pay for the direct payments or the credits, as it were. And, again, the way that this was sort of spun earlier was that, you know, this would be more of an incentive for parents to take jobs knowing that they had extra money to take care of their kids. And so all of this sounds very, very good on the surface. But I don't know that it will have that kind of desired effect. But also, Captain, we have to also put this in the context of the kind of world that we are fast rocketing into, and that is going to be the world of more taxation from the Biden administration. Of course, the disappearance of the Trump tax cuts, pretty much, and also a dwindling economy, inflation. So are jobs going to be plentiful? Are we going to be able to see a roaring economy? Are these payments going to have that much of a difference in that kind of a world, we'll just have to see. But of course, yeah, a lot of people are struggling, but does it mean that it will actually boost employment? I don't know.
Well, the president called on Congress to extend the expanded child tax credit past 2021 by passing his America Families Plan. That is a $1.8 trillion spending proposal to wage war on poverty. Now, the American Rescue Plan is reportedly delivering critical tax relief to the middle class and hard-pressed working families with children. Today's announcement, which was actually yesterday, about 90% of the families with children will get this new tax relief automatically starting on July the 15th. But again, we're going to pay for that, all the taxpayers that are out there. If you paid taxes this year, an income tax, that's going to, whoever it is paying that, is going to wind up paying for all of this.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, if you owed very little, or if even if you got a refund this year, you know, I hate to say that may not be the same story next year. People are going to be, having to plan a lot more, greatly for what's going to be happening here.
Let's talk a little bit more about the American Families Plan, because I got a little bit more information on it. Biden's $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, in addition to expanding the child tax credit through 2025, would provide at least 2 years of free community college. It would provide free pre-K education. It would federally fund paid family and medical leave programs and increase Obamacare subsidies. The Democrats want to increase corporate and capital gains taxes to pay for the plan over the next 15 years. And again, that's not the way to do it, because you're going to cause corporations to either lay people off, because they're not going to pay for this, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, just very recently, Captain Jen Psaki was on one of the interview shows or on a news interview, and she said, look, the president understands that the American people are very smart, that corporations will not raise prices, for example, if we raise their taxes. Presumably, again, the same concept obtains. Are they going to hire a bunch of people, or are they going to lay off a bunch of people? In other words, they fly in the face of common sense and tell you things that just are blatantly false.
Yeah, and we're getting a bunch of that, depending on who you want to listen to. Any cabinet member, just about, including the Secretary of Energy, who came out and lured a real doozer down the other day. But anyway, we'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, we got a couple of interesting little polls that were done yesterday. Wait till I tell you about these. I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much there, Ms. Announcer Lady, for doing that for us. That's Kathy Curtis, a professional voiceover artist, and we appreciate her very much. And by the way, in the times in which we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them, I sent you, me, the captain. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $150 dropped in the palm of your hand at the time when they finish the service. So Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, and or Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $150 put in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You betcha. You betcha. You betcha. I heard the little click. It's like, oops, oops. Okay, that's radio talk, folks. All right, an ex-New York Times health reporter has written about a lab leak coronavirus theory on this Wuhan lab in China is looking stronger every day. Now, that's his theory, and he's got some interesting articles where he's been communicating back and forth with some people in China that are somewhat aware of what took place, either from being very closely involved second-handedly, but not involved first-handedly, because the Chinese very conveniently took away all the people that had anything to do with it to begin with.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, Captain, number one, I think we can safely say that the coronavirus as we know it today, COVID-19, did not come from a bat in a wet market in Wuhan. So I think we just throw that out. Number two, there's only a couple of different possibilities then having to do with the Wuhan Virology Institute, basically. And either it was a mistake, an accident that this thing got out? Obviously, I think we can safely say there was research going on in that vein. So either it got out by some mistake, which is really, really bad, or the other possibility, someone let it out, which is also really, really bad. And so I don't know how to approach it any other way other than to say we need to know much more about the Wuhan laboratory. The Chinese government has to come clean on a lot of this stuff. I don't think they ever will, but it certainly has put the world on notice, Captain, that a particular virus can actually shut down everything. It's a deadly virus. Imagine what would happen if something, a scale or an order of magnitude greater, somehow got out. That would be very devastating as well.
Well, some of these people that they had arrested, that our federal authorities had arrested at the airports, you know, getting ready to hop on a plane and go back to China or vice versa, actually had laboratory samples with them. That's dangerous.
Oh, of course. Because, you know, I know you see these things in the movies and so forth, but you feel like, you know, these are the kinds of viruses where you have a pressure suit on of some sort, you know, you can't be exposed at all, and if you are exposed, there's this, you know, horrific decontamination procedure you have to go through, but yet if you're just carrying these things with you, my goodness, that's a recipe for a global disaster.
Yeah, by the way, I got to say a special good morning out there to Flip. Flip just chimed in, and of course, Wally's in there hanging on the outside edges, literally. Our friend Ron in Texas is there as well, and it looks like as if, let's see here, who else is in there? Okay, Amanda is in there. Okay, so hello to all those people, and good morning to LJ. Now, a former Obama aide says that he has talked to people who worked in the Gaza media building, knowing full well that Hamas had an office there. And I don't doubt that for a second.
Well, I don't. I mean, obviously, one of the things that comes up with this is the way that the story is spun is that the building that was in particular destroyed that had Hamas operatives in it or had an office as we understand, but also happened to house the AP, that's really being spun more that Israel is just sort of going off the rails. It's destroying these things. Then why would you destroy a building with the foreign press in it? And somehow this is another big issue. But yet, if Hamas really was there, that's a big deal.
Did you see the roof of the building? Did you pay attention to the roof of the building they took down?
Well, I know it had the various dishes and transmitters that looked like.
It had a whole bunch of different frequency antennas on it.
Yeah.
Some of the antennas that I noticed were what was called military frequencies, low band antennas, and they were up there to be seen. Now, low band antennas are used by the military, not used by private industry. They also had some private industry antennas. You could tell the difference between the two. They had the satellite dishes, and I noticed that when they were showing the pictures of the roof, because that's the first thing that caught my attention was the military frequency antennas that were on the roof. So that told me that, yeah, there must have been something there.
Well, exactly. And Israel has all this intelligence that they constantly gather. And they're going in and getting these buildings, Captain, not on the off chance that it has Hamas in it or that it's used or utilized by Hamas. But, you know, I would perchance to think that they have a very high confidence level of the targets that they're selecting. Because also, if you notice, whatever these precision strikes are that are actually blowing the building up so it falls to the ground, that's a surgical strike like no other, I think, to be able to make that happen without having the traditional demolition of a building.
Right, and good morning to Tammy in Orlando. Thank you very much for chiming in. I'll look at your message in a minute. By the way, the Boston Red Sox are getting in on the fun, Kyle. It's Fenway Park. Will open to 100% capacity starting May the 29th, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That's
isn't
great.
That something? That's right. Well, you know, our own Angels here in Southern California just finished up a stint in Boston. They won the last game, so that was good. But yes, for example, at Angel Stadium, they're at very reduced capacity. But at Fenway,
how many?
I think it's 35%, somewhere in there, I think.
So what's that? 10,000 people?
Approximately, I believe, yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But it's they're definitely spaced out at Angel Stadium, and with mask restrictions and these kinds of things. Of course, this is California, but we've seen a lot of things happening in Massachusetts. And to have Fenway Park be able to have all the people come there to see a game, it's going to be spectacular. Yeah.
Now the saga continues for Kamala Harris, as she's now gone 54 days without a news conference since being tapped for the border crisis role. Many people are saying she needs to be replaced because she's doing such a great job, you know.
Well, of course, in the Biden-Harris universe, in the universe of the far left and the Democrat Party elite, you know, they just appoint you or they say, well, we put her in charge of this, and that's supposed to be just good enough for us. We're never supposed to ask another question after that, like, what are you doing, how is this going to work, and is there any status update? Now, if it was a Republican administration, crisis at the border, and they appointed somebody to say, what are you doing, and what's the status update?
Wait till you hear this story. The president's drop in approval rating has now come as he continues to grapple with a pandemic, an immigrant surge at the border, a weak jobs report, flaring violence in the Middle East, and a lot more. According to the Rasmussen's Daily Approval Index history, his new rating is now around 43%.
Well, that's woeful at this point, obviously.
Considering that at this point in Trump's presidency, he was at 57%.
Well, because there were a lot of positive things happening. He had the ideas on the economy, began to implement those things. What people are seeing with the Biden-Harris administration is sort of this sort of long road into the night where is it going to get better? I don't know. We're going to have to, the taxes are going to be higher. It's going to get a lot more murky. It's not bright. And also, Captain, the border crisis in and of itself was a self-inflicted wound on the administration. They know exactly what's caused this. They know exactly how to turn it off, but they won't do it, and yet they have now grasping at straws trying to find some good news, like let's take down the mask stuff in order to try to make people look the other way while the world's on fire.
Well, that's part of it, but the other part of it is I really think they're trying not to upset Iran because, see, they're trying to get Iran back to the table, and they're hoping that if they play along with Iran that everything will work the way it's supposed to. But that didn't work the last time. Why do they think it's going to work this time?
Well, of course not. And, of course, Iran is hoping to bankroll and propel these rocket attacks.
They're calling the shots. Calling the shots. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we approach the bottom of the hour at 3:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, just about. So if you got somewhere you needed to be at 3:30, it's that time now, 2 minutes out. Hurry up and get there. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks. though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com. Weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contact.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, guess who's going to be around? Hour number 4, bottom of the hour. Ha, 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 ha. Yep, Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. You might want to stay up for that one. Or stick around, because it's going to get very lively. All right, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, nothing runs like a deer, and if you want to buy a John Deere tractor or a lawnmower, or maybe you need to have some equipment to rent because you're a contractor, they got all of the above. Now, all you got to do is visit your local Everglades Equipment Group store to check out the reliable equipment, check out the fair prices and the extraordinary service that they have. Because need a lawnmower? Got it. Push lawnmower, walk behind, whatever, self-propelled, got it. Need a riding lawnmower? Got it. Need a little lawn and garden tractor? Got it. Need a small tractor to do your work with a backhoe and a bucket? Got it. Need an industrial-sized tractor? Got it. Need something for the grove? Got it. Whatever you need, they have over at Everglades Equipment Group. Their stores are within the sound of my voice here in Florida. All the affiliates we have here in Florida, you can hear me talking about them. Check them out. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's no doubt about the fact that polls are what they are and who makes them up. But in the wake of the Hamas rocket attacks on Israel, most voters believe the risk of war in the Middle East has grown exponentially. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters say the chance of a major war in the Middle East is now more likely than it was a year ago. Now, get this, 14% believe a major war in the Middle East is less likely than it was a year ago, and 27% say the chance of war is still about the same. So we know that we're going back and forth. We know Bibi Netanyahu is not going to stop until the last rocket stop. That's what he said. We know that. He said it, so we're going to take him at his word, right?
Yes, exactly.
So where do you think this is going to go?
Well, certainly, you know, this is the worst fighting we've seen in many, many, many years. There doesn't seem to be a pathway to turn this off, because, as you said, for one of the reasons being that I think the Israelis have simply said, okay, this is it. We're going to stop Hamas's ability to fire these rockets into Tel Aviv or other parts of Israel. At the same time, the other international players like Iran, they're not showing any signs of stopping Hamas or giving them the signal, you made your point, we made our point, stop. They're not going to do that. And so it doesn't seem like, again, there's a pathway diplomatically, and even from the American government, it's not very strong in that sense. And also, Captain, I think it's because you have an administration who isn't, wholeheartedly supporting Israel the way that the previous administration and some other previous administrations have done. And I think that gives license, or at least gives the feeling to other players in this, that there is license to keep this conflict going.
Well, yeah, and again, we're just sitting here just like everybody else watching to see what's going to happen next, because we know the shoe's going to drop on the other foot here pretty quick, don't we?
Well, exactly. Now, in most wars, what will happen is that, or most conflicts, one side really starts losing badly and has to make a decision, you know, capitulate, or do they find some way of really ramping it up? And when you talk about Iran and the fact that now they probably do have a nuclear weapon, but even so, they still have a lot of nuclear material. You know, what else could happen as a result of Israel, you know, continuing to devastate Hamas, mm-hmm. where some of these other players say, okay, we're going to take it to another level, not necessarily a nuclear bomb, but something bigger than what we're seeing right here, which would, again, maybe expand this conflict throughout the Middle East.
Now, we got some emails last week. Let's see. I got three of them right here in front of me I'm going to read, and they were I just choose these at random. You got to put something in the subject line to get my attention, and depending on what it says in the subject line is how I take a look at these. But from Doug in Augusta, Georgia, and hello to Doug up there, home of the Masters, he says, Captain, you're on a roll. You work words like a goldsmith making jewelry.
Wow. Well, okay. Those are some pretty good words.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. And then we've got our retired high school principal, who this is the second time she sent something to me, and because her last one was so good, I figured this one's got to be just as good, from Lynchburg, Virginia. Her name is Joan. She said, every word that you and your guests talk about is absolutely true. Americans need to open their eyes and stop acting like the robots that the Democrats want us to be. You people keep up the great work you're doing, and I am listening and telling all my friends. And that's from Joan in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Well, Joan, yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
And then I've got one from TNO. I don't know what the abbreviations are for, but TNO in Dallas, Texas. He said, you may have the best show I've ever stumbled on in the middle of the night. I don't know whether or not to bookmark you under politics, religion, military, or sports, because you've got a little of everything. And then he comes out to say the following. He says, the New World Order, keep in mind that America was the last citadel to fall since it was created by Christians, Protestants, thus it had the strongest foundation. It was destroyed by overwhelming migration, invasion of people or different faiths who came from Mammon, the master, the god of this world, which they serve. Keep up the good work. We're in there in your corner. Okay, there you go. So that's three pretty good emails. I like it.
Yes, very, very much so.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot up in Wesley Chapel?
Oh, yes, it is. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle from California. Captain, give me 60 seconds here. Republicans, what happened to the Democrats' reason as the world climate czar environmentalist? I'm yet to hear one damn word from the concerning group that trash pollution that blanketed our western states of California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. Millions of pounds of trash left behind by illegals crossing. America Joe Biden kid count is up to over 500,000. Captain, my estimated guess as an ex-military man in engineering is based on a 24-hour operation. I put it at 3 to 5.5 million people that have been funneled thoroughly through by paid illegals. Now, that's just my guess. They are flying in to Cancun, Cozumel, Mexico City. Down in South America, they're still coming in through Brazil and Colombia. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Elliot. And by the way, Kyle, I believe it's more than that, being relatively honest about what we've seen and heard. And the people that are cleaning up the mess at the border happen to be the National Guard.
Well, exactly right. And I appreciate what Elliot's talking about. You know, he's taken numbers and running them, basically, and trying to come up with some kind of an idea here. That's a lot more than we see happening in the mainstream news media, that's for sure, because, Captain, hasn't the number of illegal aliens or illegal immigrants in the United States always been at 11 million for, like, the last 10 years?
Well,
it never fluctuates to them.
I'm telling you right now, that number's got to be 30 million.
Right, oh, exactly.
It's
but every
be.
Time we hear about it, it's only 11 million people. We're talking about 11 million people here, and it's like an article of faith.
Yeah, and they don't want to scare the bejesus out of everybody, because if we knew the real truth, maybe we wouldn't be happy.
Well, precisely. In other words, it would radically change the perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then again, what are you going to do? What are your alternatives? Well, your number one alternative is you take that one little vote you got, and you make yourself king, queen, god, whatever you want to call yourself. You go to the voting booth and you use it, and you use it. And, oh, by the way, there are a number of states that are very quietly behind the scenes changing the problems that they had with the voting laws legally. They're going through the steps to do that. Some of the states where they had the trouble, it's actually taking place right now. You'll be hearing more about this because the Democrats are going to start making a bunch of noise as these things get passed and sent to the Republican governors to be signed.
Well, exactly. This is why what we've seen happening in Georgia almost is a test case for boycotts and other, you know, just raising Cain about every single thing about any kind of voting law being enforced or being able to curtail the ability to game the system.
Now, I also am going to go out on a limb here and tell you that if we know that every congressional cycle, midterm cycle, that usually the party in power, the president in power, loses seats, right?
Just about, yeah.
I'm going to say Biden's going to lose a minimum of 40 seats in the Congress. The Republicans are going to gain them, and probably 5 senatorial seats to go with the Republicans.
I think you're really correct about that.
And I could be low. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to have a little fun with this one coming up. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues right here on this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch. It's a horse stable, and they also teach equestrian and western riding there. So check in on them if you get an opportunity. If you want to do such a thing as ride a horse or learn how to ride one. And don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And we're going to get started with something that we started the show with. Here we go.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
God bless Texas. And I'll tell you what, that's quite the song and quite the video that comes along with it there, Mr. Kyle.
It sure is. Yeah, I like that one.
Yep, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders play a very important part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather. I'm going to read you a little something about it here, and then Kyle's going to take it away from there. Here's what we got going on today, folks, and it's going to get crucial again in Texas. That's why one of the reasons why I played that, plus the great job they did yesterday with the report came out about COVID. Now, severe thunderstorms are likely today in the southern plains from northwest Texas and the Texas Panhandle into parts of western Oklahoma. Now, the storms will produce very large hail and a few tornadoes. Tornado Alley is going to be busy today. Also, a potential widespread flood event is appearing more likely across the southern plains into the Arklatex right now this week, especially in Texas. Now, from repeated rounds of thunderstorms and heavy rain that's going on right now. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Looking out west tonight, we do have a winter storm watch. This is going to be in northern Montana. It's going to start around the Helena area, and it's going to go northwards all the way to the Canadian border, also through areas like Glacier National Park as well. Now, heavy snow could be possible at times, 2 to 5 inches. Possible even at lower elevations, 5 to 11 inches possible in the mountains, we understand. So be aware of that in that area tonight and over the next day or so, of course. Then also down in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, we are looking at a lake wind advisory there along Interstate 15. Traveling down further, down through southern Utah on Interstate 15, fire weather warning there near St. George and the southwestern part of Utah that stretches a little bit easterly of that as well. Then also fire weather watch continues in southern Nevada, also stretching down through to Kingman, Arizona, and then out into the Mojave Desert. So that's Baker and Barstow and so forth, and also a wind advisory out near Edwards Air Force Base, Tehachapi, Mojave, California City, that area tonight on the map, Captain.
All right, here we go. We've got lots of rain to report halfway, halfway across Oklahoma, the southern half over into Arkansas, the western half down into Louisiana, the western half there, as well as down in the southern half all the way across into southern Mississippi to just about the Alabama line. We've got rain in Texas all the way down to Austin, almost all the way to Laredo, down to Galveston. We've got severe thunderstorm warnings right now up and heavy flood warnings up in the Midland, Texas area over west to the I-10 and I-20 split. Pecos down to Fort Stockton, coming across I-10, San Antonio, rain there, rain in the Metroplex in Dallas, rain up I-35 all the way to Oklahoma City. So be advised, this is going to be one rainy day in those areas, and you're going to have a lot of flooding, too, a lot of flood watches and flood warnings. And later on in the day, we're going to have some bad weather kick up there, too, especially out in West Texas, southwest Texas and the western part of Texas. Yesterday it ran all the way from Amarillo all the way down to the Mexican border, about 75 to 100 miles wide in some places for severe thunderstorms and or possible tornadoes. Now, we do have a lot of weather tonight, Kyle, over around New Orleans, and a lot of flooding going on over there. So our listeners in Slidell, Louisiana, and New Orleans tonight are probably getting their toes wet.
Yes, and flash flood watches all around the New Orleans area there, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. All right, tell us how to hear the show, my man.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate having him on the program. And it's always a lot of information when we have him around. And again, the bridge, I want to mention this because I forgot to mention it. The bridge on the Mississippi River, between Memphis and, Little Rock on I-40 is still shut down. It'll probably be shut down for a couple of months. They got to work on it. It's got cracks in it. Got a couple holes in it now. So they can't put the trucks up there on it at all. You're having to take the detour down on I-55, so keep that in mind. All righty, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All righty, Texas, put it on. Big old President Joe Biden and calling him a bad name in Texas. Guess what? They stuck it right to him with this great report they had on COVID yesterday. He can't get out of the way soon enough.
Okay.
And I played God Bless Texas twice in the program over it.
All right. And you know, it is kind of a remarkable thing, considering the migrant issue.
Yep.
So I would say there should be for sure a big hat tip because of the people that have to work in that environment that they didn't have any deaths. So, yeah, very good report.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better because, again, Florida, the numbers here, the numbers in Mississippi, the numbers in the states that have opened up, everything is getting better, not worse. Again, his doom and gloom forecast and Dr. Fauci, the two of them ought to be run out of town in a rail.
Yeah, well, they were all supposed to be Neanderthal in this whole mask thing, but not so much.
No, we knew what we were doing. They didn't. And thank goodness for our good leaders, like Ron DeSantis.
There's a bunch. There's some good ones out there.
Yep. And even the governor of Mississippi, whose name escapes me right now, but he's been right at the forefront of getting things done, too. He did what he needed
Correct.
To do to begin with. And I think he was taking his lead from Ron DeSantis. That's my thought there.
Well, I mean, they have something called the Republican Governors Association. So. Uh-huh. They do talk to each other. They do collaborate. They coordinate, if for nothing else, on lawsuits and whatnot. So, they're in a good place.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we'll be back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, joining us. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.